All right, you heard it here first on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Member-supported radio, that was Little Dove, and the song's called Eyes. Chances are you did hear it here first, and the band is in studio with me right now. It's Vanya and Dylan. Hello.
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 Hi, how was the drive-in? Pretty crappy, huh?
There's never
a good time to
be on. There's traffic on the Highway 5 if you're on there now.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was nice to get here. One.
Who calls it that, the Highway 5? I love it. Are you from Southern California?
Yeah, born and raised from San Diego.
Yeah, you are. Me and Vanya go back a few years. Now, I've known you as the singer-songwriter type, and you've been working with many musical projects over the years. Lots of bands, you know?
True.
And this is the new project. And in a relatively short amount of time, you guys are working hard, and I feel like there's a buzz about this Little Dove project. So I'm glad to have you guys both here.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Can you tell that there's something kind of special going on right now?
Yeah, I realized we played a show. Well, I played a solo show yesterday at the Casbah down in San Diego, and Dylan couldn't make it. So I had our producer come in, and we tried to figure out when our first show was. And our first show was at the Viper Room, and it was only on April 7th.
Uh-huh.
So in 4 months, Nick Harcourt played us on his Guitar Center sessions last week. So we got airplay all around the country, and cool things keep happening. You invited us here.
Right.
It's going so well.
Well, you floated me that audio a couple weeks ago at the Sunset Sessions event. And I was definitely feeling it. And the people you linked up with to help, write and record and produce this thing. Did you link up with any rad producers or anything?
Yeah, Fernando Pernomo out of Reseda Ranch Studios. He's got a wonderful home studio, and we like to think that what he did that was most crucial to the project is what he didn't do. He just let us do our thing and gave us an element where we planned to record one song he offered because he really liked what we were doing and came to our first show, and we did 10 hours in the studio and had 11 songs after that.
Amazing. And you told me, I think you told me, it's more or less like a female-fronted Black Keys. And I've been telling people on the radio that's kind of the vibe, huh?
Yeah, we get that as a reference. I've heard of the comparison of White Stripes if Jack could actually sing and Meg could actually play. But we've got a guy on drums. This is Dylan
We do have a guy on drums.
That's
now,
me.
Dylan, again, you're one half of the band Little Dove currently, and you don't play a traditional drum kit,
no.
Do you?
No.
Now, how did this come about, and do you play this drum kit with your other projects too, or is this just a Little Dove thing?
It is becoming a Little Dove thing. I actually play it with a lot of different people, but it has morphed. I'm actually destroying it in a Little Dove fashion. It's actually a clothes hamper that I found on the street, and some other stuff I found on the street, piece of metal, and I got some salad bowls on there, some springs, and wheels and a handle, and it kind of all folds up, but it sounds like a big drum kit when you play it.
So it's portable.
It's definitely portable.
And it's essentially stuff that you just found lying around, and that's what you play on.
Yeah, found it, and I searched for a couple of other things. I walked around all of L.A. with a drumstick and a brush in my bag and just would go into supermarkets hitting things, and I got a lot of strange looks trying
to
find.
I got funny looks in the thrift store.
Yeah,
looking for you.
There's certain salad bowls just have amazing sonic qualities, and you got to find those.
Very cool. Well, I guess people could kind of see what you're talking about. You guys have agreed to play the Wine Gallery. It's another Pearl Street session, just steps below the radio station. So again, thanks so much for doing that.
Thank you.
But this new record is not even available to the public yet, is it?
We've put out a couple little tweets. So if you follow our Twitter, it's twitter.com/littledoveband. You can see some links of our singles that we've put out for people to download, because we want to encourage people to get in the music sharing. You are our advertisers. It's a call to arms. We need you. So
right.
We give it away. In the hopes that when the record does drop, you'll buy it. And it drops August 5th on iTunes.
Right, so a lot of these songs are available right now. But officially August 5th, which is next week.
Yes.
Is there a CD release happening or some shows lined up for Little Dove?
We're waiting for our physical CDs to get done up. We have a show August 4th at CIA, the Institute of Abnormal Arts. We're playing August 7th at Los Globos.
Okay.
And August 28th down in San Diego at Till 2 Club.
All right. Very nice. Well, if it would be agreeable to you guys, I'd love to play another track off the record that you brought for me.
Sure.
And then we'll come back and talk more about this interesting project. It is Little Dove here in our Pearl Street studios today. So what track do you want to play next, you guys? It's really up to you.
Let's play Into the Ground. I think it's track two on that.
All right, track two, and more from our Pearl Street studios in just moments from now. Little Dove in studio here. They are playing the Wine Gallery a little bit later on member-supported radio, KX93.5. Member-supported radio, KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. I'm sorry, you guys. What was that song again?
Into the Ground.
Into the Ground. And that is new from Little Dove. And both members of the band are in with me today. They are playing the Pearl Street sessions at the Wine Gallery a little bit later here in Laguna Beach. But Vanya James and Dylan. Dylan, I don't know your last name.
It's all right. I'm trying to go for that Cher Madonna thing. Right?
Pretty soon it'll just be a symbol, you know?
I hope.
Right? It'll be a drumstick hitting
a mason jar
or something.
Yeah,
we are our member supported. So if you're new to the radio station, thank you so much for paying attention. You could donate to this nonprofit thing or just be a member on kx935.com. You see how I do it there? I ask people for money all the time.
Me too. Wow, that's funny.
Yeah, we need to ask people for money more often. We have a single we're doing. We'll be doing that in a couple months, and we'll have a Kickstarter page for that. So people should check it out.
Sure. As an independent artist, you know exactly things, tools, and things that you need to do to get the word out. And I think that's why, in the short amount of time, there's already a buzz around you guys. But what are some of the things as an independent band that you have to do yourselves?
I work as my own booking agent for the band.
Sure.
I'll book a bill and get in touch with other artists in other cities. Twitter, blogging, Photoshop, photo retouching, video editing, being nice to people, to everyone you meet, and telling everyone you meet, hey, here's a record, and hand them a business card, or communicate with them and bonding with the fans. It's really important.
Right, because you've been around the music scene for a while, and you know how it goes and how tough it is to get in there, but I guess persistence is key, huh?
It is. The key question I ask myself when I have a few minutes a day, or whether I have an hour or even 5 minutes, I say, okay, what can I do for Little Dove today right now? Mm-hmm. And that's been really helpful. It's like throwing spaghetti at the wall, which I think that's kind of how the music industry is right now. Nobody necessarily knows what'll stick, so you just have to try different things.
Right, absolutely. Well, we're here for you.
Thank you.
If there's anything
so
you ever, if you ever want to get the word out, if there's a show or a release, or you want to test out the music, you know, on the public, just float it our way. And I'm happy to be one of the first to be spinning your records, you guys.
You were the very first, Mookie.
Isn't that amazing?
It was great. It was one of the best days ever.
I know you were very excited on your social networking there on Facebook and stuff like that. So where could people find you on the internet?
Facebook.com/LittleDoveBand, Twitter.com/LittleDoveBand, same with YouTube.
Cool. Now, I'm not that far off saying that some of the Vanya James music in the past has been a little bit different, right?
No, you're correct. It has been different, and I've worked with a lot of different people to try to push for the rock and shake myself of the singer-songwriter thing. I tried to fit in San Diego as a songwriter, and I never felt welcome. Like, that's not my thing. I'd like to rock, but I had to go to LA and meet my better half.
Absolutely.
Music,
Dylan, where did you meet Vanya?
We actually met in San Diego, strangely enough. I was playing the cardboard version of my clothes hamper box for somebody else, a girl named Bunny West, and we exchanged information, and then I didn't hear from you for a couple months.
Yeah, it was a good 6 months or maybe almost a year before I decided to make the move to LA, and then when I finally did back in December, I hit him up, and it was a couple weeks before our schedules lined up, but it worked out.
Nice, you guys. Anything else you wanted to say to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Little Dove quite yet?
Put it on and turn it up. It sounds good. I don't know.
Absolutely. I think this record sounds great, you guys. And this is something that you should be very proud of, because I think it's great. And
thanks.
I guess before we kind of let you go downstairs to do a little sound check type of thing, what other song should we hear off the record?
Loose Lips Sink Ships. Yeah, let's do track 4, which is Loose Lips Sink
Absolutely.
Ships.
I'm dusting off the old CD. See, DJs don't queue up records or CDs anymore. It's all generally on the computer, but you guys brought up a CD, and I had no time to put it in the computer. So, yeah, we are actually playing a CD in the studio right now.
Amazing.
Very cool. Community radio, that's what it's all about. We're taking FM back to the glory days. So, again, thanks for being here, you guys. Anything else to touch on before we kind of let you go and do your sound check thing?
I just know that we recorded our record live. There's no pitch correction. Everything that we're doing actually happened together in a room.
Yeah, that's another question that I like to ask artists. You know, did they layer all their tracks on Pro Tools, or were they sitting in a room looking at each other playing it live? Is that kind of how it went down?
It went live, but
We played it absolutely live. Actually, this track you're about to play is the only one that has overdubs on it. It's just backing vocals, and Vanya did them all in kind of one pass per each. It was amazing.
Cool.
We got everything done just straight up.
That's cool. How tedious is the recording process? Is it really tough just going over and over stuff sometimes?
It can be, but not the way we did it. We just got really, we played until
we got
too sweaty.
We got very inspired. We just hammered through things in one take, two take, three takes max of each song, and by the end, we were just drenched in sweat.
Vanya, you actually told me that you get so hot on stage that you needed to actually employ the services of something else, right?
Yes, our new biggest fan.
Your new biggest fan.
An industrial fan. And while purchasing it, I ran into Dylan at Home Depot, unbeknownst to each other.
I was looking for parts for my box because I keep breaking the box. And she was looking for our biggest fan.
You guys are hilarious. All right, Little Dove in studio. You'll be hearing more from them as the weeks and days and months progress. Here's another track from the band, and you can see them at the Wine Gallery a little bit later, sponsored by soulproject.com, another Pearl Street Sessions. Thanks again, you guys.
Thank you, Mookie.
Thank you.